Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of N4G Radio. And this is the special honeymoon edition. Sans the honeymooners. Because GambusCon, unfortunately, is not here again this week. As anybody who listens to the show regularly knows, Mr. Khan is now not a free man anymore.
He's now Mr. Khan.
He's now Mr. and Mrs. Khan. He was married yesterday. Very beautiful service. Very nice. We wish him the best, and we hope to see him next, because I talked to him yesterday, and he has his internet up.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So he
hey.
Has a new house, so he will be on, hopefully, next week. But with us this week, and unfortunately, we also lost the Wombat this week.
He's out honeymooning with Khan.
Yeah, he's honeymooning with Khan. he is actually, his son is sick, so yeah. It's just one of those weeks. So luckily, we have new staff, otherwise it would just be me and K-Dub, and then people would have turned it off by now.
Yeah, no, we learned. We learned for that, you know.
Yeah,
if it's just us two, we're like, we're not even going to do a show.
We're not going to do a show. But with us, we do have K-Dub.
Hey.
He's with us. Hey. But also, we have Drew, Frustrated Fury, he's with us.
Yep, I'm here.
And we have John, freshly tattooed W.
Hello.
Oh, this is a room full of nerds and tattoos of Superman and video games.
Yeah.
I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, you need to get one. You need to step up.
I'm too big of a wuss to have needles stabbing in me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I mean, I'm fine with needles. It's just, I don't know, just sitting there for like 30 minutes while somebody stabs you in the back with a needle so I can get a Batman symbol.
Basically scratching your skin off.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
All right. But hopefully we've got some new games to talk about. But we will find out. We will start off with Mr. Frustrated Fury.
New games, right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Let's see. I played a shit ton of Fable 2. Yeah, 2008.
All right.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's not that bad of a game. You know, I wasn't really interested in it. I like RPGs, but for some reason I just didn't really have the need to play it. And, now I do have the need because I wasted my money on it, but you know, I mean, it's not bad. It's glitchy as hell. I've already had it glitch out on me twice. I can't finish a mission now.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah, so I just left it, and it kind of pissed me off. And I posted it on Twitter saying I was done playing it, but no, I was kind of late coming to the show today because I was sitting there playing Fable 2.
Sucker!
Yeah. Peter Molyneux, you bitch. But, you know, it's not bad. I mean, it does a lot of cool things, but then it feels so archaic, even for a game that was made in 2008. And, I mean, I like the whole, you know, everything affects everything, and I was going to be a good person. Like, when I was a kid, I was a good person, and then I did the mission with the ghosts,
I thought
I was doing the good part, but I wasn't, so I got bad points for it, so I just said, fuck it, and I'm a bad person now. I went and killed people, and I'm sacrificing people for this, like, brotherhood of evil or whatever, and... I went into town to start shooting people.
Did you kill a bunch of cute and fuzzy bunnies?
I have killed some bunnies and some crows, and I got an achievement for it. Which I got an achievement called Paragon, which I think I'm already fully evil now, and I'm not even halfway through the game.
I can remember.
Like, seriously, I went into town and just started shooting people.
Yeah, I remember that in the first game. Like, I stood at this point where they had infinitely spawning enemies, and they were all good guys, and you could see my character's horns growing as I was shooting them with my bow and arrow. I was like, this is cool, and I just kept pushing it, and eventually I just maxed out my evil right there in one spot.
Yeah, but, see, the whole reason why I play Fable 2 is because I really want to play Fable 3, because I watched my roommate play it, and it looked really interesting, and it looks a hell of a lot different as far as play style than Fable 2.
It is. I mean, there's some similarities, but it does change a lot, and it streamlines a lot, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why I want to play Fable 3. I have to go through the shit to play the game I want to play.
Yeah, I never finished Fable 2. I just went to 3.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't think you really need to, in my opinion.
I mean, don't tell him that. He spent what? Don't tell him that. He spent $20 on that.
Yeah, I know. I spent $20 on it. I gotta at least get a few achievements
up. Well, yeah, then you really do need to play it. Yeah, I lied. I was just lying.
I mean, do you transfer your save over to Fable 3?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wow. It's not as cool as Mass Effect.
Damn it. Well, I'm still going to play it. But
yeah, I mean, yeah. If you've already started playing and all that, how far are you? How many hours?
I'd say probably about 5 hours.
Oh, yeah. There's no need to stop playing it now.
No, it's not that long, really.
Yeah, I just did, like, my first big mission where I rescued, like, the Hammer, I think is what her name is, or whatever. And now I'm, like, going to get a mage. But, you know, it's not bad. I mean, you know, it's okay. I did play a fairly new game. I did play a lot more Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. I'm kind of pissed at EA because of the fact of the online pass bullshit. Because my roommate bought the game, and he played it first. And I only had just messed around with his account playing it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to play it and, you know, get some trophies or something out of it. And, I can't play online because he already activated the code. I'm not spending $15 to play online. So, yeah, that's fucking bullshit. I mean, that stuff just pisses you the hell off, you know? Well, this is going to sound bad. But, I mean, say, like, you know, you play video games, and you want to, you know, your wife or something like that wants to play, too. Well, you going to force your wife to go out and buy a whole new fucking copy?
Hell yeah.
That's why they do it.
My wife can play on my profile so I can get the achievements.
Yes, see, but you get two nerds who are all about getting trophies and achievements, and, you know, I'd be like, I want to play on my profile, you know, so.
And see, that, and I have a story for that, too, so when we get to me, I'll elaborate on what you're saying, Drew.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because my father-in-law has been borrowing a lot of my games because I just got him into Xbox, and I started thinking the other day, I'm like, well, eventually he's not going to be able to borrow my games because he can't play online unless he wants to pay $10 for every game that he wants to play online.
Is he a big online player, though?
Oh, yeah, he's been playing Black Ops to death, and he just borrowed Brotherhood from me to play that online, and I'm like, man, I hope he doesn't want to get into, like, Dead Space or something like that, because those have those online codes.
Yeah. Damn.
That's all EA titles now, isn't it?
And THQ titles.
THQ's on it as well.
Oh, fuck.
It's just to combat the pre-owned market, isn't it, really? It's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, they're just trying to make money off the pre-owned market.
Yeah, because obviously if they buy, you know, used games cheaper, they're going to... They're like, no, you're going to pay full price regardless. So.
Well, did you hear that, I guess THQ is doing something different with Homefront?
I didn't hear anything.
With Homefront, there's no code to play online. Well, there is, but if you don't have it, you can play online, but you can only make it to level 5.
What the fuck?
So
that's just like, that's like pissing on your grave, basically.
That's adding salt to the wound, all right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't know. It's just, but like, seriously, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is amazing. It's really, really good. The only thing that I hate is the missions where you play as the cop and you got to get to a scene at a certain time because every fucking thing you hit knocks 2 seconds off your time.
Yeah,
that pisses me the hell off.
That's
and I'm like, I don't want to play those.
Yeah, and that's why I stopped playing the cop missions, because of those. I mean, that's all I have left, you know, to play to progress the career as a cop are those stupid ones, and I don't like them. They're dumb. I hate it. So,
yeah, they have those missions like that with the street racers, but you don't get points deducted because you run into a wall. Right. I mean, it's so fucking stupid. But, I mean, still, it's a great game, beautiful game, like, especially on this TV my roommate's got. It's amazing, but I really do enjoy it. I really wish I could play online, you know? So I actually have some friends that have sent me invites seeing me play online. They're like, hey, play in me for Speed with me. I'm like, I can't.
Send me $18.
Yeah.
Send me $18.
Stupid. But, yeah, I play some Need for Speed. And the biggest game I played this week, and the game I spent probably 9 hours in this week, was Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4. I just had this, like, obsession with it. Like, I was like, I want to play Street Fighter. And I sat down and played Street Fighter for 4 hours. And I'm getting pretty good with Cody now. Like, I'm actually getting really good with him. And, yeah, I can't wait for Marvel. That's all I have to say.
30 days.
He's got a calendar in his room.
Yeah.
You have no idea, like, I am so excited for Marvel because it's like my tied over game until Mortal Kombat comes out. And I'm so pumped.
I mean, you're talking to, like, fans of the series. Like, I put in that little story that's going to be going live pretty soon. You know, we've been waiting 10 years for a sequel to Marvel vs. Capcom, you know?
Oh, I know.
It's been so long, you know. I mean, I bought that game back in, you know, on the original Xbox back in the day. And
hell, I had it on Dreamcast import.
Oh, Jesus. You know, my roommate has a copy of it, and it, well, all right, let's just be clear here. It's a bootleg copy. But the funny thing is, we can substitute any of the music in the game, and so, like, the character select screen is the theme from the Terminator.
Okay, well, see, that's wrong, because you took out, we're going to take you for a ride.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't do it. I remember, I was like, we were sitting there playing it, and I was like, what the fuck? Is that the Terminator theme? He's like, yeah. And I think one of them's like, one stage is just like reuse theme, and then, like, I think one of them was like something from Animaniacs. This dude's an idiot. Like, you know, the whole, like, Yakko's doing the whole the name in the country's theme.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That. It's like while we're fighting, we hear that. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's a good distraction so they get an upper hand on you.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I played a crap ton of Super Street Fighter 4. I give a little bit of a shout out. He says he listens to the show, and I'm gonna butcher his name because I still don't know how to pronounce it. It's Silent Hitoshura. His name is Paul. I know that because I follow him on Twitter, and we play Street Fighter all the time, and he has an amazing Sakura, and we played a lot last night, and he's a real good guy. I think he's up there in the UK. I think he's from Scotland. I'm not sure.
That sounded very condescending, John.
No, not at all. No, not at all. Crikey, don't open that can of worms.
Those damn Scots.
Yeah, he's from Glasgow.
Glasgow. Now you're butchering it. It's Glasgow.
I'm sorry.
Owned. You got owned.
I'm sorry. I don't live over there.
We call it Americans.
Yeah, we
try to pronounce names.
We call it Glasgow, John.
But yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much all I've played. I mean, I played a good maybe 9-10 hours of Street Fighter 4. So
hopefully, I have some new games for you this week.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You didn't have an iPad or an iPhone because I had like 10 games this week that I gave out.
Jesus.
Yeah. Somebody sent me like a swarm of codes for iPad and iPhone this week.
Well, but yeah, that's about it. As far as future goes, more Fable, probably some more Street Fighter, and whatever the hell you send me. But I'm hoping it's Mass Effect.
I'm trying. I've hit up 2 people now because I need to get on the list for that and Dragon Age and Bulletstorm, so...
Bulletstorm.
Yeah, that's all EA. I was running down my EA this week because Dead Space showed up, so, you know, I hit back and I'm like, hey, can I get these? So, we'll see.
I'm telling them to make sure to put an online pass in there, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, okay, you know it'll be there. All right.
Anyway.
So, I will move on to K-Dub now. So, you can tell your story.
Oh, the only thing I've been playing is Mass Effect 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
And, I agree with what Ryan said last week. The story isn't as, you know, good as the first one, but the combat is so much better. It does play more like a third-person shooter. And I'm not too far into it, only a few hours, but I'm liking it so far. But to continue with what Drew said on their pass, on EA's stupid online passcode, is I'm borrowing it from Ken, and I can't get the DLC or whatever unless I buy the stupid code.
The Cerberus Network.
It was the same way with me and my roommate, because I didn't buy Mass Effect 2. My roommate did.
So it's just stupid. I guess I won't play the DLC.
I understand that it's frustrating because when you borrow a game, you can't do it. But it's like, at the same time, the guy that paid for it's like, then go pay $60 for it, you dick.
Well, it's not $60 anymore.
Well, no, it's like $20.
$20, but still, if those of us who are unemployed and have to use money sparingly. No, I wouldn't buy the DLC anyway, I guess, but it's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not like we're sticking it to EA saying, haha, fuck you EA, we found a way around your shit. It's just ridiculous. So, whatever.
It so pisses me off, like money is being exchanged to keep people from having fun playing your game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's bullshit.
Yeah. But, yeah, whatever. You know, not only will I'm not going to buy the game, I'll tell you that. And I'm not going to buy the DLC. So, whatever, I'll just play through it, and that's it. Whatever. If they want to, you know, make me, you know, spend $15 on top of trying to buy the DLC, however much that is, I don't even know.
If they want you to spend $15 to but you didn't pay anything to play the game.
Because I'm borrowing it.
I'm playing Devil's Advocate.
I'm borrowing it, and that's fine, but I don't have the $20 because I don't want to spend $20 on it, tell you the truth. But, you know, I would have been more than happy to buy the DLC.
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like getting a hand-me-down shirt with a hole in it. And then you complain, like, I have a hole in my shirt. Well, you should have bought a new shirt.
Well, don't they get, like, money for the DLC, too?
Do they get money for the DLC? Yes.
Then they just lost money on the DLC.
You just said you weren't going to play it anyway.
I'm not. They lost money on that because they're going to charge me $15 on top of the DLC. I was more than willing to buy the DLC, but I'm not more than willing to buy the DLC plus their dumb little code.
To be fair, you can buy the DLC
without the Cerberus Network.
Without the Cerberus Network. So you can buy, like, Lair of the Shadow Broker without having to get the 1,200 point Cerberus code, because that just gives you an extra playable character, a team member. It gives you their loyalty mission, and to be fair, some crappy looking armor, and that's about it.
So what's the code for?
The code is for that. Your Cerberus Network is it's just an enticement to get you to buy it new, but you don't have to have it. It doesn't take anything away from the game itself, and again, you don't need that code to then get more get more downloadable content, such as the Shadow Broker stuff.
Yeah, I'm still going to pass.
Oh.
Well, stop bitching now.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm not going to support that. I'm not. That's, you know, I
he's speaking with his very tiny wallet.
Well, it's anyway, I mean, I know if you buy it new, blah, 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 whatever. But I'm not buying it. I'm not going to buy the DLC. I'm not going to, whatever. Spending more money than you've set out to is just stupid, so whatever.
Say suck it.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's
rock
dumb,
on.
So.
Did you play anything else?
Uh-uh. No, I'm debating, and a couple people responded, because I wanted to play Dead Space to beat the first one, because the second one's coming out.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No, it's not out yet. but a lot of people said finish Dead Space because it won't take you as long. And Ken is the only one that said beat Mass Effect, and I think I'm going to beat Mass Effect first, because I'm not planning on buying Dead Space 2 just yet. That's on my backlog of 2011 already.
Well, let's clarify that that's why I told you that.
Yeah, no, that, right.
I didn't say go finish Mass Effect 2
right.
first.
Yeah, no, that's
because I've been telling you to finish Dead Space for 2 years.
Yeah, I know, and I still haven't, but...
Even though I gave it to you for free.
Yeah, yeah. So, I will finish Mass Effect before Dead Space, because I won't get Dead Space 2 anytime soon, so... I'm already starting my backlog. That's the first game, Dead Space 2.
Dead Space?
No, for 2011 to buy.
Oh, okay.
That's Dead Space 2.
Never mind.
So make a mental note of that, everyone, because I will forget.
Okay.
It is all your responsibilities to tell me what games I have not played.
I'm sure they'll be all over that, just so you know.
Someone had better have written that down.
Okay.
I'm not hearing writing. Come on, let me hear it.
You can't hear writing.
You can hold a pen this up to the microphone.
Nobody uses a fucking pen anymore.
Oh, fuck. John, use your iPad.
Look at me.
I'll send you an email that says dick. So, future, I guess, is just Mass Effect?
Probably. I want to play Need for Speed again, but probably just Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2. It's your turn, John.
Oh, thanks. Mass Effect 2. I've been playing that quite a bit.
Jesus Christ. Fable 2 and Mass Effect 2.
Just shut us down now. I am thinking about getting the Shadowbroker DLC.
It's awesome.
Like our tight Italian friend over there. But having a really good time with it. I've done quite a few of the loyalty missions. A lot of the little side quests, which is quite good, and also the loyalty missions are quite varied. They're not all just stand behind a crate and shoot. There's like a seduction mission and all sorts. I'm really enjoying that. And other than that, me and Drew played some Super Street Fighter 4 last night, where he royally kicked my ass. And I went and bought a fight pad today, and I think I'm going to sort of really hone my skills on a couple of characters, because I played Dudley for the first time, and I'm really good to play. Unlike Balrog, his moves are quite fast, and even though he doesn't use his feet, they're quite varied. And
oh, excuse me.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Didn't mean to do that.
Meaty.
Chunky.
So you had some fun. Didn't play against Drew for too long, but it was enjoyable, even though his mic's broken.
Sorry.
Jesus, you got a broken mic. Do you need a headset, Drew?
Yeah, you want to send me a headset?
I can send you a headset. I got like 50.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Dude,
do you have to have a code to use it online?
I forgot to tell you, you have to purchase a code to play it online. No, like, damn. Literally, I have so much crap laying around here. Like, if any of you guys live local, if you need any drums for Rock Band or Guitar Hero, I got about 10.
I can use some drums. Are they the new ones?
Dude, I don't know what I have.
Are those them?
Those are mine.
Damn it. Off the rummage through your shit.
Yeah, I have like 10 guitars and 10 sets of drums, about 10 headsets.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree, bitches.
Well, if you want to send me one, I will definitely take it, because I don't have one.
No, I think I've got a bunch of them in my little accessory drawer. I forget what I have. Actually, yeah. I traded that in. I thought I had the wireless headset.
Yeah, that's the one that broke for me. And I love that.
Yeah, I think I'll check and see if I have that, but I might have traded that
in. Mine checked out last year or the year before.
Because I use my Turtle Beaches now.
Yeah.
Beach. All right, John, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, he's not sorry.
No, that's okay. And then I also picked up Zombie Apocalypse for 400 Microsoft points, really quite enjoyable.
That's the top-down one, right?
Yeah, it's kind of Left 4 Dead, but a twin-stick shooter version. You've got four characters to pick from. They've kind of got their own little personality quirks, but essentially it's drop down in a closed-off area, shoot the various different kinds of zombies until they die, and rescue a few hostages that appear. And one of the funniest things is you get armed with a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And it's got plastic explosives on it, and you throw it and they attract the zombies and then it explodes, which is quite funny. But for 400 points, that's actually quite good. Quite enjoying that screen burns like crazy, but it's still worth picking up if you enjoy either zombies or twin stick shooters.
Now, have you actually played like a lot of it yet?
I've played probably about. I've got up to about day 11. That's the sort of day. Well, it might be day 13. I can't remember, but that's about as far as I can get. I've played all the four characters, and I've unlocked a couple of other modes, such as a chainsaw mode and blackout mode.
Because I tried. I remember I played that game, and I really, really kind of enjoyed it. But I swear to God, it doesn't end.
Apparently, there's an achievement for finishing the final day, so it must do at some point.
I know, but I tried to finish the final day, and I forget what I made it to. It was like 40 or 50.
You made it that far, Christ.
Yeah, and I was like, because there's another thing that happens later in the game. There's a zombie that's pregnant.
Oh, nice.
And she shoots baby zombies at you out of her...
Ooh.
Out of her...
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Jesus.
Oh, that's a bit...
Yeah, ooh. It's kind of creepy when you see it for the first time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, but I really enjoyed that game. I wish it had, like I could have ended it. Because yeah. I got frustrated. At the point I was at, I'm just like, okay, I'm done, dude. I can't play this anymore.
I think I've unlocked five or six achievements, and those ones were quite easy to get hold of just through playing the game a few times. But I know there's definitely an achievement for finishing the final day, but I've got to maybe 11, 12, 13 is as far as I've got so far. So I couldn't tell you when that final day is.
55 days.
Oh my God, I was so close.
You should have kept. I take it you can continue to get that far. You know, I know it doesn't count towards your leaderboard scores, but
yeah,
I would assume that it lets you continue so that you can get to that point.
Yeah, but I think it's only every 10 or something like that. Every 10 you can save.
Are they real quick days?
Huh?
Are they real quick?
I mean, yeah.
They're not super long, no.
Now, each day probably lasts four or five minutes.
Oh, okay.
But they can get very brutal.
Yeah, they can get very brutal and they can get very repetitive. But it's fun. It's really an enjoyable game. It really was.
I think for 400 points, it's definitely a steal.
Oh yeah.
And other than that, that's been it. I can't think of anything else that I've played. Next week, definitely some more Mass Effect. I'm 17 hours in, and I've only got, I think, 3 more loyalty missions to do before I can really crack on with the main quest. I'll definitely be playing some more Super Street Fighter now I've got that fight pad, because it does make a massive difference. If anybody's thinking about getting one because they're not getting to grips with the controller, for how much I paid for it, which was £15, it is definitely worth picking up, because the difference that it makes is astounding. You're pulling off. I mean, when I was playing with you last night, Drew, I was trying to pull off some special moves. It doesn't help that I didn't know many of them because we were doing random characters. But you know, the normal quarter circle forward or quarter circle back stuff. None of that was really working. As soon as I put this controller in and started pulling them off left, right, and centre, no problems. So I'll definitely be playing a bit more of that, and probably some Zombie Apocalypse if I can get to day 55. And that's it. I don't think there's anything else new coming out. The next big game is Little Big Planet 2, but that's not out until next week, and I don't think I'll be getting it straight away. I might give it a month for people to have a play about with it and get some good levels up there.
Rock on with your bad self.
Indeed.
Well, I only played 2 games this week, but I will tell you, this. They are awesome games.
I know which ones they are.
Yes. Well, the first one is a game that Drew likes to call Hell Freezes Over, because I am playing an MMO.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Yes, I have 2 characters. I just started my second character. I needed a hero, but I just played through the tutorial on that, so I haven't played a lot. But I have a level 10... Ice Warrior named Nuclear Winter on DC Universe Online. That's right. I do.
You got your name.
I did. I literally was like sitting there waiting for the frickin' servers to go live, because I had downloaded my copy the night before, so I had all the patches. I was ready to go. So I just kept refreshing it until it said the world is not currently under maintenance.
Oh, what a nerd.
I created my dude, and he is very cool. But I just hit level 10, which is the first trophy, Drew. So this is not a trophy horror game.
Ouch.
Oh, I wasn't expecting it to be.
There's only 14 trophies.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So
is there a platinum? Can you get a platinum in it?
Yeah, there is a platinum. And in order to do a platinum, you have to hit level 30 under all six mentors. So, yeah.
Wait, you have... Right, so how does the mentor stuff work? I have no idea how this game works.
Basically, when you create a character, you can choose a mentor.
Okay.
And there are six total. And the mentor basically dictates what kind of character you will have. Like, if you choose Joker or Batman, you're a gadgets person.
Okay.
If you choose Superman or Lex Luthor, you're more of a tank kind of power person. And then if you choose Wonder Woman or Cirque, then you're more of a magic person. And it also dictates if you're a hero or a villain. So
who's your mentor?
My mentor is the Joker.
Okay, obviously.
So, of course, yes. But what's really cool is he's the one who gives me my quests. So, like, okay. it's Mark Hamill doing the voice, and he comes over, and he'll tell me what I need to go do.
I thought he was done with the Joker.
Well, he's done with the Joker after the Dark or the Arkham Asylum.
Arkham City.
Arkham City, no. Yeah. He's done after that.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Are you kidding me?
They're paying him big fat paychecks.
Yeah. He's exactly. Doing it.
But I really, really have to say that this game... I was explaining it to my wife, because my wife wanted to play it with me and kind of do the MMO together. I explained to her, this is not really, like, an awesome game.
Glowing.
It's not that I don't think it's a good game. It is. It's not like it's going to blow your mind as far as MMOs go. It's just not. The reason why I love this game is because it's DC. And this thing... this thing caters to the DC fanboy. Like, there's little things you can collect around the world that give you, like, little hints. Booster Gold actually takes you on these tours of the city and gives you the backstory, like the old Wayne Enterprises building. He takes you to the street in Gotham where Bruce's parents were killed. Every character from the DC universe is in this frickin' game. Like, playing as a villain, I fought alongside Catwoman and defeated the Huntress, and then I went into Bane's lair and I fought against him with Killer Croc. And, I mean, it was just, it's just such a fanboy thing. Like, I flew over to Metropolis, and Parasite gave me a mission to go kill Queen Bee. You know, it's just, it's such a nerd thing. Like, you get excited that you're going to go fight these people, and you fight alongside these other people. It's just, it's such a nerd thing. And you collect, like, these headlines when you defeat each of the different main characters. And, you know, having Wonder Woman or the Joker or Batman giving you your mission, which he's Kevin Conroy, too. So, you know, he's giving you your missions and he's telling you, hey, like, I need you to fly over to Gotham and do this. And, you know, it's so nerdy. Like, the Superman statue is in the middle of Metropolis. it does have what's called a feat system, which is kind of like the achievements. So, like, if you, like, visiting the Superman statue is a feat. It's got its own achievement system. The trees that you go up each level, you get like one little skill point. You can upgrade your combos, and then once you hit level 10, you get this what's called an iconic power, and it's basically like your defining power. I just got mine, and basically it like freezes everybody around me, because I'm an ice character. It freezes everybody around me, and then it like sucks their health out of them, and you can only use it every so often. But it's a blast if you're a DC nerd. That's really the long and the short of it. As a game itself, if it wasn't DC, I would probably be bored. Stupid. And I even told my wife, I said, I may not renew after the 30 days and just let my account sit dormant, and then when I get the hankering to play it again, I might jump back into it. Because I've probably put about, I don't know, 10 hours in it, and I'm a level 10. So I really want to max out a character before the 30 days is up, so I can have one maxed out character. And then I'll just kind of leave him on there, and I may buy a month here and play it for a month and then buy a month there. But I don't think I'm going to be one of those people that just constantly plays it. This is whenever I get a hankering.
And it's 15 a month?
It's 15 bucks a month. You can actually buy your subscriptions on the PSN, and the more that you buy, the cheaper it gets. Like, 1 month is 15. 3 months is like 42. Oh. 6 months is like 90 some or something like that. And it goes all the way up to a year, and you can buy a year for like $134, which is like $60 or $70 off. So, but I really want to see what they add to the game later on. Like, I've only been around two of the cities, Gotham and Metropolis. I think that might be all there is right now. But you also have your headquarters, which is the Hall of Doom or the Hall of Justice, depending on which side you're on. But it's good. I have run into a few glitches. I got stuck in a wall a couple times, but that's typical MMO crap. There's a lot of people flying around the world, and some of them are not very original. I saw one guy who was the Joker with a zero. I'm like, come on, dude.
This is you're gonna get that everywhere.
Yeah, like this is your chance to make your hero, and you want to be the Joker.
Dude, yeah. You kidding me? I played Champions. Like, I literally ran into a guy named Goku. Looked fucking like Goku. Had the same powers, and he could do like the instant transmission thing where he like just teleport somewhere.
I did see some. I guess you would classify them as guilds, obviously. I saw the Hall of or the League of Friends. There was a group of guys running around called the League of Friends.
Oh.
I was like, hey, can I be in your BFF group? that's kind of another thing about this game is, like, I have not chatted once. And if anybody comes, I got invited into a group one time, and I just closed it. Because I'm like, dude, and that's probably why I don't play MMOs. I'm like, I don't like to play with people.
Yeah, so yeah, that's your problem right there.
Now, do some of the missions depend on you having a guild or friends around you?
Yeah, there is a couple of missions where it's set for a group.
It's a raid, basically.
Yeah, there are raids, and there's also the arena where you can go in, and throughout the game you can unlock characters. So far I have Harley Quinn, Batman, and somebody else, but you can go into the arena and fight as them, and it's like 4 versus 4. So that's pretty cool. You can't do raids until you're level 30, because I was looking at those in the menu and I tried to pick one that said you had to be level 30. I think you can't do some of the PvP arenas you can't do until you're level 10, so I can do those now. So, but other than that, it's standard MMO stuff, you know. You loot people, you get some cool weapons. But it's really just for the DC nerd.
What kind of loot do you get, though?
Most of the stuff I've picked up is crap so far. Like, I'll get broken badges and tasers, and it's just stuff I can sell. But there's lots of gear, obviously. You know, boots, belts, masks, capes, weapons. And you just pick it up, and then it increases your stats depending on this. That's all the stuff that, like, I don't pay attention to. I literally hover over the item in my inventory, and if it's all green on the stats, which means it's better than what I have, I just equip it.
I mean, but does it change the way you look?
It can, or you can lock it, or you can lock it to where it doesn't change how you look.
Okay, so you have a costume plus equipment.
Yes, and you can actually keep it from where it doesn't change what you look like, which I did because I designed my character to look a certain way, and that's the way I want him to look.
Yeah.
As I fly around with my atomic explosion on my chest. And when I fly, I have, like, icicles coming behind me. That's right.
Sweet.
So, yeah. It's uber nerd.
I have to play this game eventually.
It's if you're a DC nerd, you will be in heaven.
Can you just be a comic book nerd?
You need to know quite a bit about DC, right? Because, like, if you run into some of these people in the game, you're going to be like, oh, who the fuck are you? Why do I care? You know, like, in the Hall of Doom, there's, like, you know, Black Adam and Poison Ivy are, like, standing there, and you can go up and talk to them, or... You know, and when I fought Bane, like, during the fight, he keeps injecting himself with his venom, so he just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and by the end of the fight, I'm just like, dude, like staring up at him. He's like 9 feet tall, and Killer Croc's fighting him, and here I am, this little itty-bitty dude between these 2 8-foot giants.
Do they have Vertigo characters?
No. It's just DC no? Universe.
Oh, damn. So, I was hoping for maybe, you know, Constantine or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen a ton of characters so far, and I think they really did put just about everybody in this freaking game. The fact that Booster Gold does the tours cracks me up. So, and then once you get, like you said, you get like K-Dub shaking his head there, like, who the fuck is Booster Gold? You're not going to know who Booster Gold is unless you know.
I know enough about the major players.
Well, there's a lot of them. They're all in there, too.
Okay, the major players.
They're
in those Green Lantern and the Flash.
Yeah, not really Green Lantern. Not really the Flash. I'm talking about Batman and Superman. And
oh, come on. Green Lantern is huge.
I know Green Lantern. I know all his shit. I'm just not as familiar as I am with, you know, Batman and Superman. So
Batman.
And the reason I really know Batman and Superman is
because of the movies?
Well, I grew up actually reading DC, just Batman and Superman. So. And the movies helped.
Well, yeah. Well, some of them didn't help.
No.
Batman and Robin didn't help.
No.
What are you talking about? We have nipples on the chest pad now.
George Clooney's bat nipples.
Yeah, we need those.
Mmm, sexy.
Those, that's +5 to attack power.
The yeah, the customization.
+10 to distraction.
Yeah, the only thing I complain about is the customization, because you literally have 6 characters. You have male and female, and you have small, medium, and large. So, like, every woman in the game looks the same. She has, like, giant sweater balloons going on, and every dude is, like, chiseled like a rock.
I want to make a big old fat guy.
You can't make a big old fat guy.
Oh, come on. They're heroes, too.
Everybody
can't make Rufus.
Yeah, everybody in this game is just chiseled or giant boobies.
I would complain.
Well, who am I going to complain to? Although you can make your character, you can give him skin stuff, like you could have him have scales, or like rock. You can make him like silver, like Cyborg. I mean, you can change the skin like tone, but everybody has the same like buff muscles or big boobs.
Have you read any Marvel characters yet?
I think so.
There's got to be a Wolverine running around somewhere.
Well, there's no like claws. I don't think anybody has claws. I guess you could do a two-handed weapon, but I don't know what the two-handed weapons are. See, I use a bow staff because I'm freaking sweet with my bow staff. That's my main character. My hero character that I created uses arrows and acrobatics. That's the other one. It's acrobatics, flying, or super speed.
Oh man, see, that's the thing. It sounds like a watered down champions.
It really kind of is, but it's mostly for the DC people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to play Champions when it goes free-to-play.
I might check it out when it goes free-to-play, but I doubt I'll get really into it, because the only reason I'm into this one is because it is DC. It's like walking around a giant comic book, which is, that's probably the best, like, compliment I can give it. And it is very action. It's totally not like some of the other MMOs.
Yeah, see, Champions is an MMO.
Yeah, DC is total action. Like, you have 2 attack buttons. You have a heavy attack and a light attack. So, and the other game that I'm playing the hell out of is Dead Space 2. And I'm a huge, huge fan of the first game. Loved the game. Thought it was one of the new survival horror games. And Dead Space 2 takes it and cranks the volume up to 11. I was terrified. This is like the opening sequence to that game is like one of the creepiest damn things I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I was freaked out. And I have been, like, when I play it, I'm not one of those gamers that I get sweaty palms when I play, you know, because I really get into it, or I don't get tense when I'm playing a game. I get tense and sweaty palms when I play Dead Space 2. There is a run button. I never use it. Not unless I need to go from one side of the hall to the other and I know there's nothing there. Because I'm afraid if I run, something's going to kick my ass. And that's really what this game does, is like as you're walking, you need to play this with really good sound. Because if you're walking down a hall and you'll just hear shit happen behind you and you flip around real fast and there's nothing there. You know, and it freaks you the F out.
Have you seen the commercial for it?
The commercial's awesome.
Where they have a bunch of these moms and like, yeah. This is gross, man. Yeah, why would they make this? And the website name is even funny.
My mom hates this game.com. No, this game, and the enemies this time, they have added, and I think Visceral Games has a really borderline sixth sense of things. I said sick.
No.
Not sixth. But
no one said anything.
I want to say that if you played the demo of Dead Space 2, you know that there are, like, children necromorphs in the game.
Yeah, yeah. That was in the first game, too.
Yeah, which is kind of gross in and of itself, okay? But wait, it gets better.
These are unbaptized babies.
No. They actually have babies. And they're crawling. Huh? They look like they're swaddled in like a blanket, and they crawl towards you. And if they touch you, they explode. And the sequence, I don't want to spoil too much, but the sequence where you're first introduced to them, you see this mother in a nursery as you walk into like this children's area because you're in a new city. You're in a whole city. This isn't like a ship. You're in a city, and you walk into the nursery. And you see the woman sitting on the chair, and she's like, come here, baby. And this little creepy thing is crawling on the ground. And it crawls up, and she picks it up, and, you know, the lullaby music's playing. It's like, doo-doo-doo. You know, she's, I love you. And then she explodes, and blood just splatters on the window. And I sat there for a couple minutes. I'm like, I'm very disturbed by this.
Now you get to fight them.
Yeah, and they come at you, and basically they don't shoot anything at you. They just slowly crawl towards you, and if they make it...
No acidic piss.
But there is a guy that does that.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't piss on you, but he's not R. Kelly or anything. And there's another new enemy that I will just say this, and I will leave it at this. Raptors.
What?
It's one of the most tense sequences I've had in a game, and they would not let me catch them. And it's, you'll hear them, and that's what's creepy. You're like walking around the room, and you hear, and you're looking, and you're like, where? And then they'll peek their head around the corner, and if you shine the flashlight on them, they're like, and they go back behind the thing, and then all of a sudden you just hear, and they knock you over, and then they run away.
Jesus, you are making this so hard for me to actually want to play Mass Effect 2 and not beat Dead Space so I can play this.
Dude, every single like thing that's happened in this game, I've just been sitting there with a controller, and like I feel like I'm going to break it.
Because have you screamed yet?
I jumped yesterday, and my wife started making fun of me.
And so she should.
Yeah, because she's like, did something scare you? I'm like, yeah, that was pretty scary.
Dude, I get scared like crazy.
He wants a blanket.
Shit out of me.
I do need a blanket, because my blanket is a safety net. Jesus. But no, this game has terrified the hell out of me. I am on chapter 8 of 15, and I'm loving it.
Wow, you're killing it, aren't you?
I love it. Yeah. I
how many hours are you in?
5. So I'm guessing it's about a 10-hour game. Gotcha. Which is about right for an
action.
Was
the first one about 10 hours?
No, the first one was between 8 and 10 hours.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's the same length. The weird thing is the 360 version is on 2 discs.
Really?
What?
Yeah. It kind of shocked me. I got my copy, and I opened it up. I'm like, hey, this is kind of heavy. Usually when you get a heavy game, you're like, ooh, big instruction manual. I opened it up. I'm like, oh. 2 discs.
That's interesting.
No, EA does not have instruction manuals.
Yeah, I know. Literally, this one is 2 pages.
What's in the collector's edition?
The collector's edition has some extra armor and a gun, I think. But you get, if you played Dead Space Ignition, that Xbox Live crappy arcade game, they give you a gun and a suit of armor if you beat it. And you also get stuff for the first game. You get your refurbished plasma cutter from the first game. Which nice. I used that, and I sold the one the game gives you.
Now, do they have that the achievement or the trophy for beating the game just using the cutter again?
No, not that I'm aware of, unless it's a secret achievement. But they have some very, very cool achievements, which one of them I got the other night, which is if you use the javelin gun, which shoots a spear into an enemy, if you can launch him 17 meters without touching the ground and stick him to something.
Nice.
So I did that. I shot him across the church.
Damn it, now I gotta play this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This game is, if you like the first one, you will love the second one.
I'm gonna have to just give you Mass Effect 2 back and borrow it at a later time.
Now, what about the whole, because, you know, the first game you had the silent protagonist, and now Isaac has a voice, and he talks.
He talks that, constantly.
Now, does that throw it off a little bit?
It hasn't for me yet, even though his voiceover isn't the best I've ever heard. But it's nice to finally get to know the character. And the best thing about this game is, did you beat the first one?
Yes.
Okay, this one takes place 3 years later. So it's been a while, and Isaac I'm not going to say too much in front of Killer Wolverine here.
It's fine.
But he's lost his mind because of what happened at the end of the first one.
Uh-huh.
So he has, like, these visions and hallucinations of things that happened in the first one while he's walking around. Like, literally the first level is one of the coolest openings ever, because you start the game off in the city, and you've been in a mental asylum, and you play the first chapter with a straitjacket on. So you cannot fight.
So, all right. So you're basically saying, without spoiling anything, the whole ending is what's going on in the second game, basically?
Because
you know how it ended, right?
Yeah. It may have not happened exactly that way.
Okay. Well, I was just like, 3 years later, he must have survived.
Yeah, he did. And I just got a revelation last night before I stopped playing. I'm like, oh, really? Now it's very interesting.
Damn it. God damn it, Ken. Now I got to play this game.
See, that's what
I can't help. It's really that good. It really is that good. It's very rare for me to sit down and play a game for 4 hours straight without taking a break. And I did that with this game last night.
Out Tuesday?
No, it doesn't come out until next Tuesday.
Damn it.
And the last thing I'll talk about is, for those curious why my Little Big Planet 2 review is not up, it's because I refuse to review the game until the downloading of the levels works.
It still is not working, huh?
I haven't tried it in the last couple days, but last time I tried it, it still doesn't work. And I refuse to review a game that one of the features that's a main part of that game is not present.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
And
to be, you'd think that's how they wanted to be reviewed as well.
I know, and everybody had the reviews up like the first week of January, and I'm like, how did you review it without having the feature to download some of these awesome levels that were created in the beta and try them in the final game?
Is the review just based on the crappy, whatever you want to call story mode?
The single player mode, I would guess. Or the creation tools, because you can use the creation tools, which, in all fairness, that's the big draw of the new game. Mm. But I want to try these levels for somebody who doesn't create levels. I want to see what other people have come up with, you know?
That's the reason why I buy the game. So it would be the reason why I would read the review.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm surprised.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So, but that's literally all I'm playing. And as far as future goes, I'm going to finish Dead Space this week because I promised my guys at EA that the review would be live. We're not allowed to review the game until the 25th. So hopefully I didn't spoil anything they didn't want me to spoil. But those two little pieces are just, those are things that stuck out in my head. It's like, you got to play this game. And those aren't all the good stuff.
Well, if anything, I know you got me and Drew wanting to play it now. And I don't know about John, but...
No, I wasn't keen on the first one, so I'm probably not going to bother.
Okay. So people who are listening to this now who love the first one...
You need to play the second one.
Yeah.
You should not even...
I think you got them excited.
And you know what's funny? I have not even touched the multiplayer yet.
Oh, I forgot about multiplayer.
I'm probably not going to touch the multiplayer because I played that beta and I didn't...
Yeah, I don't really have an interest in it. EA is setting us up a night for all the reviewers to get on and play a game so that we can...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You know, they usually do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they usually do that with the new games before they come out. But I think there's like 25 people on the leaderboard.
Really?
So far. But yeah, they're going to set us up a night to play it. But you know what? Even without the multiplayer, this is a must-own game.
Yeah, you're making it so much easier. Thank you.
Sorry. I can't help it. And I'll probably play some more DC Universe. I kind of wanted to play Mass Effect on the PS3, but I know if I get it, I'm going to send it to Drew because I know he really wants to play it. So I may buy that at a later time. But then February comes and all hell breaks loose and Marvel vs. Capcom 3 owns my soul.
I'm waiting.
Yep. Bulletstorm
comes out at the end of the month. which I'm excited to play that too.
Yeah. But is that the end of January or February?
February.
February 22nd.
Yeah, but you know what? You ain't been waiting 10 years on Bulletstorm.
No.
I've been waiting 10 years for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I'm excited.
You take me for a ride, baby.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about it. But I'm not a huge fighting fan like you and Drew and I guess John. And so.
Oh, also, according to Marvel vs. Capcom, did you see that video with Deadpool? He says the shit from Marvel, baby.
Really?
Yeah, he says, "Where's your curly mustache at?"
Oh, did you see they kind of slipped out another character?
Who?
Kuma, of course.
Of course. Thank
so
God.
So what's the roster name?
I forget what the roster's up to now, but apparently there's going to be an event this week or next week where they unveil even some more characters. Which, you know what? It's time for Mortal Kombat to get on the ball. It's been a while since they
haven't announced shit.
It's been a while since they announced a character, and I'm fiending.
Maybe they're staying out of the way whilst the hype for MVC3 is sort of building up, and then they'll probably start announcing stuff after the release of that, just so that they don't have any light stolen from them.
Well, I do
I'm
know
waiting for Marcus Fenix to be announced.
Yeah, I know that. I know that I got my new Game Informer. Goro is confirmed.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the game. I know that that's really kind of the newest one that I've seen. I know Sindel scans are floating around somewhere, and Jade, I guess, is in it too.
Wow.
So, I mean, basically by the end of this, you're going to have every character from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3. So, you know, I'm just waiting on Smoke. I love Smoke. But that wraps up the fondling. All right, now that the fondling is over, I'm going to do some news. I have no announcer. Sorry.
And now.
Cult classic The Last Express is finally able to buy.
What the hell does that even mean?
The game's called The Last Express. It's a cult classic.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, well.
Apparently I'm not in the cult.
It's $10. No more Rock Band Network tracks for Wii owners.
Suck it, Wii owners.
Like anybody on the Wii's playing Rock Band enough to download. Which, did you know what band I saw on the Rock Band Network? I have to go download it. Gwar.
Oh, yeah?
That's the only way Gwar will ever be in a music game. Ever. Here you go, Drew. The PS3 app is reportedly threatening the trophy system. A new application after the hack allows cheaters to instantly unlock every trophy in a game.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Well, see, I don't do that. I'm legitimate with mine.
I'm just saying. You can now.
That's why I didn't play Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, here we go. You know what? You can remove all 5 of those achievements and all 1,000 of those points, and I still beat you by 150,000.
Oh, so I don't give a damn.
You kids, every bloody week. Trophies, achievements, I win. Oh,
that's because I do win. Oh, man. THQ apparently almost signed West and Zampella instead of EA. Those are the guys.
Their bank wasn't full enough.
Yeah. So the guys from Infinity Ward were initially almost signed by THQ. I know we'd all been hearing rumors of a Dreamcast collection, which everybody got excited. Well, they announced this week, and it sucks.
It's everything you can already buy.
Yeah, it's everything you can download off of PSN or Xbox Live Arcade, which is Sega Bass Fishing, Sonic Adventure, Space Channel 2, Space Channel 5 Part 2, and Crazy Taxi. Whoop-dee shit.
So no Shenmue, then?
No. No Shenmue.
Shenmue.
No Power Stone?
No Power Stone. A Pac-Man reality show is coming to television.
What?
It's a show described as the world's biggest game of tag, where contestants play real-life Pac-Man.
I want to be in on that.
Well, then you get in on that. The future Spider-Man games have been handed over to developer Beenox, which is actually a very good developer.
Well, they make.
They're a first-party Activision that has done Guitar Hero. They also did a couple of the movie license games for Activision that were actually really good, and they just did the newest Spider-Man, Shattered Dimensions.
Huh. Rap.
So.
No more free roaming.
I don't miss it.
Nah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't.
What Spider-Man's about.
Yeah. But I don't miss it, though, because...
But it was only ever good in two.
Yeah, the second one was the only one that was any good in.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah.
And, oh, God. What was the other one before Shattered Dimension?
Web of Shadows?
Yeah.
Web of Shadows.
I didn't like Web of Shadows.
I like Web of Shadows.
It was not bad.
PSP 2 is set for a holiday launch, as far as the report goes. So, yeah.
More news about that at the end of the month when they hold that conference.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to show, like, the world's best kept secret. Final Fantasy 13 2. There's a domain registration for Final Fantasy 13 2, which is pointing to a sequel, kind of like we had Final Fantasy 10 2.
Yep. Yeah, but that was rubbish. After 10, which was excellent, that 10-2 was just odd.
Okay, this is why Square should not be allowed to come up with their games, because how do you make a sequel to a sequel?
It's not a sequel, is it, man?
It's a sequel sequel. It's stupid. Kojima is hiring for the next-gen Metal Gear Solid series.
Mm.
I'd like to be in that interview. Just do something weird, man. Do something
weird.
Can
you draw boxes?
Scissors 69, bitch. There's a Lost Aliens movie Nintendo game. Hadn't been seen for 24 years. It was made by Square.
Huh.
Sorry, is that Aliens as in the movie?
Yeah, like as in Sigourney Weaver, Aliens.
Squaresoft made that?
Yeah.
Bam.
An RPG, okay.
Don't know if you saw the news this week, but there was a lot of hoopla over the Capcom game called Maxplosion.
My God, I wish people would just kind of shut up about that.
The game is basically Splosion Man on the iPhone. And, I mean, even the dude kind of looks like him. It's the same kind of principle, and I guess the guys at Twisted Pixel really called out Capcom.
Well, do you think they can see? Is that closer?
No, it's one of those things where it's like it's blatant plagiarism, but I don't think you can sue them.
I mean, you could always say it's just a parody.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think there was a lot more made about it than need be, because I thought Splosion Man was neat, but man, it was real repetitive. So it doesn't really make me want to buy Maxplosion.
Yeah.
Although for some reason I'm excited about Miss Splosion Man.
Why?
I don't know. I like Twisted Pixel. They're funny.
I like Twisted Pixel too, but I mean, Comet Jumper infuriated me to no fucking ends.
It did, but God, it was so funny.
Do you want to laugh, or do you want to be pissed off for the next 5 hours?
If I laugh, I won't be as pissed off. THQ has changed their logo.
Yeah, everybody went insane over that on Twitter.
I know, and I don't know why. It's just a logo.
You like it? I don't give
really
a fuck.
What THQ
I like their games.
For?
What does no toy headquarters? Yeah,
really?
THQ stands for toy headquarters.
Did they start out making toys?
Probably.
I didn't know that.
Most video game companies that have been around that long started off making toys or card games or stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But yeah, the new logo it's THQ, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all right, isn't it?
I'm not going to change their games. Darksiders is going to be awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
All right, John, you and I pumped. New Bond game, greenlit, along with the film in 2012.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. The new film. I'm so happy. That's been greenlit, and it's also going to still have Daniel Craig, and Sam Mendes is still going to direct, so I'm really happy.
Yep, November 9th, 2012.
I don't like Daniel Craig.
You don't like Daniel Craig?
I think he's awesome.
Dude, we
I like him as an actor, but I don't like him as James Bond.
I think he's a great Bond.
I think he's a great Bond.
James Bond is not an action hero. I mean...
Yeah, but it's today's audiences. I mean, yeah, Sean Connery's always going to be Bond to a lot of people. I like Pierce Brosnan. I really like Timothy Dalton. Because I think they were suited for the time. Roger Moore's the only one that I've got a problem with. But... I think Daniel Craig kind of embodies what Bond is for a lot of people now, because obviously it's 50 years almost since Doctor No, and times and movies have changed quite a bit.
Well, here's the deal: if they actually introduce Q and give James Bond a couple of gadgets, I may actually like it.
The thing is, seriously? He's got gadgets, but there's, I mean, it's again, it's, everyone's got gadgets. Whereas before, when they were making Bond films, a lot of these things were completely untouchable and, oh, that's never going to happen, it's never going to work. But now, the gadgets are just exaggerated versions of stuff we've got already.
You just need a smartphone. Because whatever gadget Bond needs, there's an app for that.
Well, then why don't they give Bond, like, have Q come in and say, here, Bond, here's a new Android, and it has a fucking machine gun on it. Enjoy. You know, I don't give a damn. Just introduce Q. I mean, come on.
The problem is Q is, they tried to replace him with John Cleese, which, you know, John Cleese is a great actor, he's a British institution, to be fair, but Q was Q, and when he died, I think so really did that character.
Yeah. You can get Michael Caine, he's like the new, he's the new British default, isn't he?
He's always been great, Michael Caine, he's always been very highly regarded over here.
Oh, he's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Him and Simon Pegg.
It's only because Christopher Nolan likes him.
Well, yeah, he's in every Christopher Nolan movie.
You know what? Almost, they could use Simon Pegg. That's actually a good idea. Make Simon Pegg Q.
He made a good Scotty.
Kind of equivalent to his character in Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah,
his character in Mission Impossible 3.
Just give him
great.
A beer gut and have him do the gadgets. We're golden.
There you go.
I only have one thing to end the James Bond conversation. Thunder pushy.
Way to go out on that note, man.
Well done.
Sony is apparently suing the hackers who dismantled the PS3 security. You know, I'm so sick of this story.
Isn't that Sony's fault?
No, it's not their fault.
Well, they're not secure. It's their
own
fault.
Oh, for God's sakes, it took, what, 5 years to crack that son of a bitch?
Someone did it.
You know what, someone cracks everything.
Yeah, but it was the most... Yeah, it was always going to be done, and it was the most secure system because it took so long. But ultimately, their mistake was using a code that's fixed for every single console, whereas Microsoft uses code that changes per console.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit harder to crack. This one means that now they've got that information, there is absolutely nothing Sony can do about it.
No, because until they make new systems. So.
But yeah, which we know is going to be years away because the current console cycle is going to extend way longer than any previous. So it is. I think it's a shame. I wouldn't dream of hacking or downloading or running pirate software on my PlayStation, regardless of what it can do, because I think it's a great machine. And if I want to buy a game, I want to pay Sony for that. But I think it's a shame. But again, it was very secure, but because it was so secure, it uses these certain protocols, and now that they've been breached, there's no turning back.
Namco Bandai is releasing an Animal Crossing clone. You can communicate with space aliens in a game called Kokoro no Kokoron.
Okay.
So, there you go. Kinkabancho creator announces a new school adventure. It's the guy, if you ever played the PSP game, Kinkabancho Badass Rumble.
Yep.
Yeah, they're making a new game.
Cool.
Another note in the PS3 hacking, Sony is apparently capable of disabling jailbroken PS3s. Hmm. Doesn't mean they will, but they do have the ability.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Here's a nice piece of news for journalists. The new E3 rules are designed to keep out counterfeiters, people who have barcodes placed on mailing badges to keep out illegitimate attendees.
What, you mean like somebody who works at GameStop?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, some of them get invited.
Some of them do, but most of them do not.
Do their managers still go? I know at EB.
No.
Really?
E3 is press only.
Oh, because yeah. I knew when... EB was still EB. The managers got invited.
Well, you didn't get invited. You could go. Yeah, they have the managers conference in November.
Yeah.
Right. No, but I'm just saying they.
You
EB
could go.
Had that, and then they were invited to go to E3 as well.
Yeah, any retailer could go to E3 forever.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay.
No, that's all gone. It's just journalism, which is the way it should be.
Well, I agree. Well, I mean,
E3 is not for retailers. Their managers' conference is for retailers.
Well, I'll give you that.
They do have open days, though, don't they, at E3?
No.
They got rid of that last year, didn't they?
No.
Okay.
No, E3's never had open days.
I thought they did.
Tokyo Game Show has open days.
Man, I'm confused with all this shit anymore.
E3 does not have open days. It never has.
I'm too old to keep up with this crap.
You used to be able to buy a ticket to E3 if you weren't in the industry.
Yeah.
But you can't do that anymore.
All right.
The Nintendo 3DS will apparently be region-locked.
Mm-hmm.
So, slap you in the face.
Well, the DSi was region-locked.
Yeah, but still, all the handhelds have been non-region-locked, and now they're region-locked, whatever.
What does it matter? Come on, I mean, oh good, the hackers can't do their shit.
Bungie has copyrighted a new game title, apparently.
Halo?
No, they can't have Halo. Microsoft owns Halo. What else?
Do we know what that is called or not?
Let me see. I didn't see it.
I stand the store.
Because it's really a bit of a non-event if we know they've just copyrighted a name and they didn't tell us what it was.
Superiority?
Copernicus?
Copernicus? It's Seven Seraphs is the first name. Osiris, New Monarchy, and Dead Orbit.
Okay.
That sounds a bit spacey.
Sounds like Halo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the name I was trying to pronounce was a website. Oh. A Twitter account that announced the names. Mm. So... Interplay calls Bethesda's Fallout licensing claim absurd.
Well, this thing's never going to end.
Who cares?
No, I think the only thing that was riding on this MMO that's meant to be in development by Interplay, but I can't see that being any good, so it doesn't really matter.
Hey, I bet it'll have bugs.
Every time.
World of Warcraft Cataclysm sold 4.7 million copies in December.
Jesus. God.
So say everybody's playing World of Warcraft.
You think?
Yeah.
There's a video on the internet showing the PlayStation phone playing a PS1 emulator. So you'd be able to play PS1 games on your PlayStation phone?
Just like you can play Xbox games on your Windows phone.
Well, you can play Xbox Live Arcade games.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would much rather have the PS1 library than Ilo Milo. I'm sorry. I think Ilo Milo is a great game, but come on. Would you rather play Metal Gear Solid and Twisted Metal or Ilo Milo?
Ilo Milo.
Well,
I totally don't want to play Metal Gear Solid on a little B screen.
You just played fucking Peace Walker. Don't give me no shit.
You know what? I have this awesome little hookup that you can plug up to your television, and I played it that way.
So suck it.
Well, bam.
You suck it.
I told you.
Yeah, that's what right. I want. I want 13 pixels on my giant 52-inch HD TV.
It looks not bad.
I like that. It looks not bad. What else we got going on? Hey, there's some Angry Birds toys. Oh, wait, I'm already back to the... Yeah, we've already done this news. God, it's slow for news right now.
That's January.
It's terrible. I had some other news that I saw this week. I'm going to go to another website. And I'm not going to say what it is.
He's breaking the norm.
I'm breaking the norm.
Oh, no.
What do we do?
What did I see? I can't even remember what I saw.
Great, now we have to fill some space.
Uh-oh. We'll fill some space, then. That's not my fault. Oprah's your mother.
Damn, you're a rich motherfucker.
Yeah, no doubt.
The you remember the Mortal Kombat trailer that preceded the game announcement? That really awesome movie trailer?
Yeah.
Apparently the guy that did that is getting a TV series because of that.
Man, see, I don't know about that.
Is it going to have Spawn in it?
That'd be awesome.
I'm not talking about Spawn, I'm talking about...
Michael Jai White.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know his name. The guy that played Spawn.
I mean, you take this really great idea, and then you expand on it. Not really expanding, but I don't know. It's like the Geico caveman. That's what I see happening.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Please don't compare that to that.
Well, you know how good, like, the commercials were always were funny. And then they got their own show, and that lasted not even an episode. So, that's, I don't know, it's kind of the same boat.
There was a couple Midway games that popped up on the internet this week. They were leaked, games that were in development. One of them was a Infamous-style superhero game that actually looked really, really good. You can go check out the YouTube videos of the games.
Is someone going to pick it up?
The guys that made them are wanting to redesign the games under a new publisher.
Oh, so we may see it, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it was the same guys that did This Is Vegas, which, if you remember that game being announced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Now, did they have a name for that game that you just mentioned?
It's called Dead Hero.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it's called Hero, but...
okay.
Who knows? We might get to play it eventually.
I hate seeing that fucker.
The new Jurassic Park game screenshot showed up this week, and God bless America, that looks awesome.
Yeah. Now, and I'll refresh my memory. Is this an arcade game?
No, this is a... It's
PC,
is it? It's a PC Telltale game.
Oh, I thought it was going to be
on
consoles.
It may be on the PS3 as well.
Yeah, it may be on consoles eventually, but it's going to be PC first, and it's like a...
It's like Back to the Future, almost.
Yeah, but it's the developers are actually calling it more like a Heavy Rain.
Okay.
So,
right. I'm going to have to... That comes out
this year? Probably to coincide with the Blu-ray release of Jurassic Park this year.
All three or just the first one?
All three.
Really?
But you only care about the first one, right?
I like all three.
I do, too. I
like two was all right. Three wasn't. No.
Three was kind of bad.
I liked three.
It wasn't as good as the first two, but...
I thought it was better than the second one. The second one was... God, but I read the book.
Well, yeah. If you read the book, is much better. But then again, if you put Jeff Goldblum in a starring role, you know what you're gonna get. So
you're gonna get Jeff Goldblum wafers. did you know there was crazy duck racing in Shenmue 2?
No.
Well, now you do.
I bet.
Go boot up your copy of Shenmue 2. Whichever version you own of trying to hold on to the past version, and Crazy Duck Race.
I bet Brian knew.
He probably didn't. He didn't. Whatever. I don't really have anything else, I think. I think that was the big stuff that I saw. You want to play Clowns on the Commodore 64?
No, and that's scary. You need to scroll past it.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
You know what you need to do? Save that image and send it to Brian.
I should. There is
you don't like Clowns?
Yeah. Fuck, it's scary.
Here's a cool little story I did see. There's an IBM supercomputer named Watson that played against two of Jeopardy's greatest players and whooped their ass.
Really?
So are you afraid yet? Skynet is here.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean... A calculator's faster than me. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's Olivia Munn.
I don't... All right.
Everybody's making fun of her because now she's, like, just making awful sitcoms.
Oh, yeah, she's got that one on ABC or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, she quit Attack of the Show.
Yeah, well...
Oh, she quit?
Thank God. Well, it looks like the Chicago Bears are going to... Give me another win.
Oh,
today.
They're only in the first quarter.
Yeah, but they're already up by 14 points. So, there you go. I'm going to move to... Question. I have a question.
What's your
question?
Not my question.
Oh.
Question from Listenaz. This one also comes from Toto Annihilation. He asked the question last week. Or whenever the last time we read a question. He says, number one. He says, loving the podcast, here are some cues. I completely feel you, Killer Wolverine. I'm the worst of my friends. No, there's more to that sentence.
What?
Okay, I'm the worst of my friends when it comes to raging or getting angry. So here's my first question. What is the worst fit or tantrum or whatever that you have ever had as a result of playing a game?
I think it's when I had blacked out and put a hole in my wall.
Yeah,
blacked out.
Yeah,
I was getting we were playing Burnout Revenge, me, Wombat, and Ken, and I was just crashing a lot. And I was just holding in my anger, trying to enjoy, you know, actually just playing a game. And I was just holding in my anger, And I'm in the process, I was getting, you know, more and more pissed off. And I was gripping my controller, you know, it was crackling like it's getting ready to break. And then it just, I guess I just crashed one more time. And the last thing I remember is just my vision going blurry. And then the next thing I know, there's a hole in my wall.
Oh my gosh.
With me standing in front of it, looking down at my fist, like, what the fuck?
I think that was the greatest moment, was because I was on the Xbox Live headset, and the only thing I hear is silence, and then I hear, how do you fix a hole in the wall? And I said, you either put plaster in there, or you put a poster over it.
And I put a poster over it. It is still there to this day.
Nice. I just got an updated email from Jay Borsick, Mr. Scorched Angel. He wanted me to read his top 10 games of the year since he wasn't on the show. His were Super Mario Galaxy 2, Heavy Rain, Halo Reach, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Castlevania, Need for Speed, God of War 3, Enslaved, Darksiders, Mass Effect 2, and Red Dead Redemption.
Is that in order from 10 to 1?
I went from the bottom to the top, okay. So that would be my guess.
All right.
There you go.
So that's Mr. Scorched Angel's. See, live updates right on the show. I feel fancy.
Did you want to hear about me raging too?
Yes, yes, of course.
I've got a huge raging story.
Uh-oh.
I was playing N Plus.
Oh, okay. God. Was it the missiles?
I think it was probably heat-seeking missiles mixed with spikes mixed with every goddamn thing in that game.
Oh.
And I took my 360 controller, and what I ended up doing was, you know, the 360 controller was really ergonomic, so I cocked back my wrist in my right hand, and I flinged the controller almost like throwing like a frisbee, except the other way. And I threw it straight toward my bed, but I missed my bed and I hit the wall, and it shattered. And then there was a big ass hole in the wall.
What was your stupidest rage moment?
My dumbest rage moment.
Yeah, I know probably, they're all pretty stupid, but I mean,
probably with Street Fighter, like Street Fighter 4, whenever I was playing it, you know, just getting pissed off, like getting beat, you know, or something like that, and I just like I'd end up like hurting myself.
See, that's what, mine was in the. I don't know what the details, but it was with the original Xbox, with still the wired controllers. I know I told it before, but I thought at the time that, you know, just taking it by the wire and slamming it against the ground would, you know, ease my anger because I wanted to break something. But I think I hit my bed and it bounced back up and hit me in the forehead. So it kind of defeated the whole purpose because not only did it not break, it hurt me in return. So I would. So.
Just make you more pissed off.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, his second question is, I saw Tron Legacy and I loved it, but not as much as the first. A lot of what moments? What is your guys' biggest complaint or question about Tron Legacy if you have seen it?
I haven't seen
it.
That's
just me then.
Yeah, it's just you, because none of the rest of us are going to subject ourselves to such torture.
I haven't got any complaints with it.
Really?
I loved it, start to finish. Yep, not a single complaint. As I said on that podcast after I'd watched it, the Jeff Bridges young CG can look a bit odd, but then what do you expect? I thoroughly enjoyed it. 2 hours of my life that I am really happy with. I will quite happily see that over and over again.
I know this is off topic, but you want to talk about looking odd, making old people look young? Watch X-Men The Last Stand. And look at Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen when they try to age them backwards. That was just... That's awful.
You want to know what I want back?
Cookies?
The 45 minutes of my life I've had to listen to people talk about Tron Legacy.
Oh. Oh, what do you got to say about that, John?
No, I'm not going to get dragged into it.
Oh, damn it. See, you're sucking all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to play Kingdom Hearts 2 eventually, and they got a Tron level.
Have fun with that.
I will.
Hopefully you can, like, Game Shark and skip that level. Shit.
Wow. Game Shark. Wow, welcome to 1993.
That's right. I'm old school. Question number 3. I'm saving up my money for a 3DS. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. See what I did there? Anyway, what are your guys' thoughts on it? It's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
I want one.
I totally want one.
And it's changing the way 3D is, because I know someone's making a television with the exact same premise, 3D with no glasses.
Dude, I want 3D with no glasses. But you know what? I don't even care about the 3DS as far as 3D. It just has a kick-ass lineup of games.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. I mean, granted, most of them are remakes.
But you know what? That's usually a good launch. Give you a bunch of remakes.
It's a safe launch, basically.
But
obviously, I'm getting Ocarina of Time. I mean, come on.
Ocarina of Time.
That's a launch title.
Yeah, Street Fighter and Resident Evil. There's like two Resident Evils. And they look awesome. And Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome.
Isn't that... Because I forget. I haven't heard from this since last year at E3. Kid Icarus?
Yeah, Kid Icarus looks really good.
That's 3DS, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Kid Icarus going to come with the 3DS?
I thought so.
Really?
I think it's going to be bundled with it. Ooh. I think.
That game... And I'm one of the haters, because I don't think Kid Icarus deserves to be praised as much as he was. He had one fucking game, and it wasn't all that good.
I liked it.
But the new one looks really good.
Yeah.
He says, I personally can't wait to play all the remakes and watch movies in 3D all in the palm of my hand.
Yeah, I forgot you can watch 3D movies.
Yeah. They better not make an effing 3DSi or a 3DS XL.
Oh,
or
they
some
will.
They will.
Dude, next year.
It's already they're already finishing, putting the final touches on it.
So. After 6 months is colors. After a year is a new model. That's the way it works on the 3D, on the DS.
I
can't believe Nintendo is actually joining, the year 2000 and allowing us to watch movies on one of their fucking systems.
I know.
But that's only if you're not going to be watching Avatar in 3D on there, because your battery life won't last.
That's true. Was it like 4 hours?
3 to 5.
Yeah. Whoop-de-dam-boo.
Oh, well.
All right, number 4. What game do you think zombies would be cool or interesting to see in? For example, I think it'd be interesting to see zombies in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, God, no.
I think I'm done with zombies at this point. Zombies have their place. And it's not
Walking everywhere. Dead.
It's not everywhere. They put zombies in friggin' Guitar Hero, for crying out loud.
They did?
Did you play Warriors of Rock?
I haven't played a Guitar Hero game since Guitar Hero 3.
Those dudes look like zombies. Next thing you know, we'll have Star Wars zombies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Lego zombies.
Lego zombies. Dude, that's coming. Yeah, I think I'm just done with zombies. There's nothing that I need zombies in, because zombies are in everything already. I mean, zombies are in Call of Duty.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. I mean, zombies are in everything. We had zombie Liu Kang.
Yeah, well, yeah. You gonna blame him for starting the zombie craze?
I am. Number 5, which Armageddon, not sure if I spelled it right, would you be most afraid of in 2012? You can choose something in the list or outside of it. He has listed zombies, aliens, another teen pop star, straight up exploding Earth, or something like that. Demons, computers taking over, World War III with drafting in the U.S., Canada. Something's up with those quiet bastards. They don't do crap.
They're plotting.
Or the Antichrist.
Ow.
Well, aliens would scare me, because don't know what technology they got.
Well, I'm a xenophobe. I'm terrified of aliens, but I love them. So aliens would be mine.
I'm trying to think what would be the hardest to kill. Probably robots.
No, that's true.
You guys are afraid of Skynet.
Man.
The machines are making machines.
Oh, no. I mean, I can shoot an alien. I can shoot a zombie. I mean, demons. I don't
maybe.
Know. Throw holy water on them.
You can
maybe
shoot
vampires.
Shoot an alien. We don't know their weaknesses, though.
They may not be weak.
Try water first.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, we can throw water on them.
Shut up, Shyamalama
Ding Dong. I think I'm more scared of World War III.
You're scared of World War III? What if World War III is with aliens?
That would fuck me up.
Zombie aliens that are also vampires.
Zombie vampires.
And they're led by the Antichrist.
Which is, in return, a fucking computer.
Yeah. They have robot soldiers.
Oh, my God.
We're screwed, dude.
Just kiss your ass.
I'm going to go hide now.
And you know what?
There's nowhere you can hide, John. They're going to come get you.
And all the robots look like Justin Bieber.
Oh no, that would make me want to fucking fight and just kill things. No, you're gonna have to make me like that jackass down in air. That fucker in Arizona.
Oh, that guy.
I want to fucking hurt him so bad.
All right, question number 6. How many of you guys own Apple products? I refuse to give in, fruity bastards. Get it?
I have an iPod, and that's it.
So we all own.
Yes, we all own, because I have an iPad and an iPod.
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
And an iPeen.
They make good stuff. I know there's a lot of people out there saying, I don't want to buy it. But, you know, when you buy your first i-whatever, you're hooked. It's just, they make some cool shit. So
I make some of that cool shit. Alright. Next question. Where the hell is Kingdom Hearts 3? I'm sick and tired of all this handheld crap. They're good, but I want 3 already, damn it. When do you guys think it will come out?
Not this year.
No. Maybe not next year or the year after.
Yeah.
So never.
I think we may hear an announcement at E3, maybe.
We thought that for like the last 3 years. This turned into Killer Instinct 3.
Never going to happen.
Shut up.
Well, see, Killer Instinct, yeah. But, I mean, Kingdom Hearts, I mean, it's obviously going to happen. They're still making games.
Yeah. It's relevant.
Shut up.
Unfortunately, Killer Instinct is not.
You know what? You can suck
it. And I would say the same thing about Shenmue if Brian was here.
I'd say it about Shenmue. Shenmue wasn't good when it started.
Oh,
snap.
Alright, question number 8. If you were given the opportunity to make a game, what would it be about?
Oh.
It'd be about $59.99 so I could get rich.
Oh. Plus the $15 online code.
Yes.
There you go.
I would put an online code in my game and I would charge $10 for all the DLC. That's right. That's Jesus. What it would be about.
Greedy bitch.
I don't know if I made it. I would probably want to make a fighting game just because I'm such a big fan.
That'd be a hard game to make, though.
It would be an extremely hard game to make, but you know what? They don't make enough of them anymore.
Well, they're making a resurgence.
They are, yeah. But it's only the big names. I want to go back to the time when like there were like the little sleeper hits.
The Jackie Chan fighting game.
Yeah. Shaq Fu.
Way of the Warrior, brother.
Shaq Fu.
Does anybody even know what Shaq Way of the Warrior
Fu.
Is?
Shaq Fu.
Samurai Showdown was actually pretty good.
Yeah, King of Fighters Insurgents before it.
Let's see, God, King of Fighters. I used to love King of Fighters.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about before it went crap.
Yeah,
before it went crap.
Yeah, which was the 3D version.
Once you I go just crap, want like never a go back.
Versus game that has every fucking thing in it.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter versus Marvel versus X-Men
DC
versus DC
versus X-Men.
Versus Disney versus fucking Nintendo characters.
Hell
Clusterfuck
yeah,
of Heroes.
That's right. What they'll call it. Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Dude,
good
that's,
job.
Yeah. That's my game.
There you go.
Clusterfuck
See?
Of Heroes.
You put four minds together, you get Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Clusterfuck of Heroes. Dude, I'd buy it. I'll be honest with you, I'd buy that.
Kidding me? It's like there. Mugen times 100.
Yeah, I know. I'd be there like midnight launch.
For Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Clusterfuck of Heroes. I always wanted to get into Mugen. That stuff looked cool.
It is cool. It's just complicated.
Yeah. Well, so would Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Yeah.
That'd take us like 12 years to make.
I'm going to go to GameStop. Excuse me. I'm going to put $15 down on Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Man, the licensing,
Special
though.
Edition.
The licensing would be tough, yeah. We'd have to have a lot of money for that. Or we could just make, like, the offshoots of them, like Dickie
it's
Mouse.
It's a parody. Dickie Mouse.
Or Poon Kang. I mean, the possibilities of that are endless.
Ronald Platypus.
Ronald Platypus? Oh, yeah, they're all there. Oh, yeah, the whole gang's here.
Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Clusterfuck of Heroes.
Coming spring of 2012.
That's right. Watch for it. I'm going to make a box art.
It's only on Wii.
Yeah, it's
oh, God, don't ruin it.
No, it's only on iPad.
Oh.
Then I'll never fucking play it.
Yeah.
All right, number 9. Just wanted to let you guys know that my progress in the Sly Cooper collection is coming along quite nicely. I got the platinum for Sly 1, moving into Sly 2. Sly 3 looks like a tough bitch, though.
They're all tough bitches.
Yeah, they are all tough bitches. If you had a chance to live a day in any video game character's life, who would it be? It can be someone who died, too. That day would just be before they died.
Bam.
I don't know. Lara Croft. They're not going to have a day-long shower.
Just looking at yourself doing
John,
things.
Do you have a secret? Do you have a secret desire to be a woman with polygonal boobies?
Oh yeah, but I wouldn't. I'd never leave the house.
Oh my god!
Wow. No.
I'm trying to imagine. Well, yeah, I don't know.
If I could be in anybody's day in a video game, I think I would want to be in
Dead Space.
Ezio's. Because, dude, I just run around on rooftops and throw rocks at people and shoot them with crossbows.
I would go along similar lines. I would say Nathan Drake. He has all kinds of fun and bitches.
He has all kinds of fun and bitches.
And he soaks up bullets like a sponge.
Yeah. Well, and he lives.
I want to be able to jump off of a tower into water or a haystack.
But you see, that would just hurt.
Not if I was Ezio, because he just gets right back up and walks on.
Man, they really need to make that an improvement with the next one where he gets out of the hay fucking barrel or whatever.
He's holding his back. Oh, my back. Ow, fuck.
I don't know why there's always haystacks.
Because it was in the ancient times.
Yeah, but it's always haystacks. Isn't there anything else soft that he could land on?
Feathers.
Well, they could put, like, the hookers from the...
Those aren't soft, Ken.
Look out below.
Certain Black. Parts of them are.
Yeah, you throw money down, they all gather. And you
yeah, just throw a couple of coins down where you're going to land.
Money.
That still hurt.
Yeah, them.
I'm sure it hurt you, too. You're landing on a human being.
Thanks for breaking my fall, bitch.
I'm going to get up and walk away.
Here's some money.
Here's some more money. That's pretty good. All right. Last question. Or, Drew, did you say who you wanted to be in?
Who'd you want to be in?
Oh, wait, that was John's answer.
I don't know. I mean, as much as I hate him, it'd probably be Kratos, because he at least has sexes in his games.
Wait, did he say, at least he has sexes? Is that what you said?
He does have multiple awesome. Ones.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was stretching for one thing, and I couldn't pronounce it correctly. And yes, he does have sexes.
That's how epic it is.
All right. His last question... That's it. Have a good show, and hopefully you get this within the next year at least. It takes longer for you guys to get to my questions than it does Gambus's fondling.
Oh, snap.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, that hurts my feelings. You wrote that question on January 4th. It's only the 16th. It only took us 2 weeks.
And we had Game of the Year last week.
Yeah, we had Game of the Year, so we didn't have any questions last week. How much time do I have left? Oh, yeah, I got time. Maybe. That's a big question.
Yeah, well, that's because Khan was in here.
Okay, this is a big question. But it's got something in it I want to read.
Well, just fuck it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Do it, man.
This comes from MK2 Forever.
Oh, good.
He says, "Hello, Americanos y Ingles. New year, weird questions. I make only one post of questions each month, so it's January time. Yet again, a fact between each question." Question number one, 2012, end of the world. You believe it? Does it scare you, even if a little bit, considering there is indeed a very rare planet alignment happening?
No, I don't believe that the world is going to end in 2012.
I don't think you put a date on that shit.
No.
And even if it does, there's nothing you can do about it, so why worry?
Shut up, John. What the hell, man?
You know what? I'm sending aliens to your house that look like Justin Bieber.
Damn.
Okay, and now the fact after that question is, I thought Frustrated Fury was Canadian.
Ouch.
Damn.
Until he told me he wasn't. I still think he is.
Yeah, I'm totally Canadian.
Yeah, he sounds Canadian.
What is that all about?
But speaking of his question before the fact, did you hear about this? The signs, your birth signs, like Gemini, Taurus.
You talking about a horoscope?
No. Like, you know how there's, like, stars. You
astronomical
got Gemini.
Science.
Thank you.
Astronomical
science.
That's
shifted. Now, I'm not
but
a Gemini. Not for us. I'm a Taurus.
No. It didn't shift for us. It shifted for anybody born after 2009.
What the fuck?
So now you got like a little star next to it now.
With little asterisks.
Little asterisks, like it, only if you were born in 2009.
Yeah. I'm still a Scorpio because I went from being a Scorpio to a female virgin. And I was like, I ain't having this shit.
What? I'm coming over to your house.
Now, why was it only for 2009?
Because that's when the shift happened.
Oh, is that when it started or whatever?
Yeah.
That's weird because mine's like falls like at the end. So I probably changed.
No. Mine's just, that's weird. That's fucked up, man.
So now you got to read a different column in the newspaper.
I'm still reading Gemini. Fuck that. I'm not. I was born a Gemini. It's on my body as a Gemini.
Okay, whatever. Question number two. With the current craziness with tablets, smartphones, superphones, iPods, and all kinds of portable devices with gaming capabilities, we are watching the shift in the industry of video games to a more casual approach in the medium. Besides this, we see that Nintendo went mostly casual with the Wii and the DS. The Xbox is going the same direction with Kinect, avatars, and social tools. There's not even a fraction of hardcore power in the Xbox brand there was 5 years ago. With all that, the one company that still looks more focused on big-budget hardcore games is Sony. With lots of exclusives in 2011, but for how long? Truth is that many millions of casual gamers happy with low-budget games are more profitable than a $50 million hardcore gamers install base. All this family-friendly consoles and portable gaming on phones and tablets are such a tempting market to console makers and game devs that I'm afraid we will soon have a fraction of high-profile games that we have now. Nintendo went all easy-to-play games for all family, even in games before seen as hardcore titles. Xbox was almost dead in the water considering hardcore games in 2010 and 2011 isn't looking much better. CES, they only showed more casual crap. What is your impression on all that is happening now? Will casual gaming, with its overwhelming adoption, cause much more damage to hardcore gaming?
I think it will.
I don't know.
Think about it. I mean, the developers are using their money and resources to make games, you know, for the Wii and stuff like that. I mean, you know, perfect example, Mad World. The developers of Mad World said, hey, you know what, we probably would have been more profitable if we put it on the 360 and the PS3, but they ended up wasting all that money to put it on the friggin' Wii.
But now they're learning their lesson.
Yeah.
Like he said, the next game when they do something like that, they're going to look to a more hardcore audience.
Yeah. And, you know, games for the iPad or the iPhone or whatever, they're just micro things. I mean, they don't cost that much to even make, so I don't even think that should be an issue.
They're making bank on it, and yeah. they're going to continue to develop those games until they don't make bank on it anymore.
Well, that's what happened
with the Wii.
Well,
and that's what happened with Guitar Hero.
What will happen at that point is that then they'll start focusing their concentrations on other types of games and other types of gameplays.
Right.
I think it's just a
phase
trend. Yeah. It's a phase. Absolutely. Yeah. It's something that, and yes, the thing is, they're so cheap to make, and a lot of people who buy a Wii or a DS don't know a good game from their end of the penis. And because of that, they will go out and they will buy something that says party on it, regardless of whatever. But they will get burned, and as they get burned, they will stop doing that, and the market will dry up, and then they can focus on the good games. For us.
It's just like back in the PlayStation 1 days when we had the abundance of snowboarding games.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? We had like a new snowboarding game like every week.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys hit it. It's a trend. Video games is nothing more than a trend. Just like movies.
Oh, shame on you.
It is. Just like movies and music, people will go one way, and if this doesn't make them money, they'll go a different avenue.
I thought you just meant the whole industry was a trend. I was about to slap you.
No.
I was about to bitch slap you in the mouth.
When they don't make money, they'll go and do a different avenue, and just, you know, they're testing waters. It's a live and learn thing, just like the rest of life.
So. But there'll always be companies that invest in games that interest us. I mean, even this year, you've had games like Bayonetta and Darksiders. Now, they are gambles. They paid off in regards to the reviews they got and the love they got from the people who played them. So even in a industry that is saturated with these type of casual shovelware games, there is still something coming through. There are still developers and publishers who are investing their money into riskier projects, which benefit us.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there's always going to be people making games for a certain... I mean, there's going to be games regardless for any kind of player. So that's never going to change. Never.
You got to keep in mind, though, I mean, look at games like Enslaved. And, you know, imagine the Forsaken Kingdom. They didn't sell worth a crap.
But they weren't marketed very well.
Well.
All right, well, his fact after that question is, my predictions are better than Michael Pachter's.
That's not too hard to do.
Anyway, question number three. What are your predictions for the console wars in 2011? Who will fall and who will rise? Now, here's the trouble with that question. The question is not who will fall, who will rise in our eyes. It's who will fall, who will rise as far as sales.
Consumers.
Yeah, consumers. Whereas I think we will fall a little bit, not a lot. 3DS will destroy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It will.
I think they might, it, depending on what is announced later in the month, I think they may just price themselves out of their core audience.
I don't think so. We'll see.
We're talking about, well, there's a possibility that over here, the 3DS is but anywhere between £250 and £300. That is way out of a 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old's price range. And you're talking about a release date that isn't anywhere near Christmas.
I mean, that release date, I don't know how much of an effect it'll have, but it'll sell.
The release date, Nintendo stuff
always sells.
That release date is for one reason. Because they'll release it that early, hardcores will snatch it up. Hardcores will snatch it up through summer. Kids will start being able to get it in the holiday.
Oh, I guess
and it'll have another resurgence in the holiday when we already have ours.
Yeah.
As far as the rest of them, Xbox will rise for the simple reason of Kinect. That thing is going to destroy at market. It just is. I've said that since the beginning.
Do you know what's interesting? I was in my local game store this morning, and whilst in there, two people were asking about how much trading they'd get for a Kinect.
You know what? That's going to happen when you sell 8 million fucking units in 2 months.
It's going to be
is that how many they sold?
Yeah, they sold 8 million in 2 months.
Right, game.
Yeah, so my prediction is that Kinect is going to be huge in 2011. I think Sony's is still going to be really popular amongst guys like us, but they really need like a mass market thing going on. They have good advertising, but you know, I'm sorry that games like Uncharted do well, but when your big flagship title of last year that you were banking on for how many years? 5? Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo didn't do shit.
Did not even make the top 10 games. You have a problem.
Yeah, you have a problem. Gran Turismo was fucking huge back in the day. Gran Turismo 2 sold like fucking hotcakes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That was a big franchise, but I think the fact is that Sony overestimated its relevance now, and when you're talking about a medium like gaming that has changed so quickly and become so mainstream, you can't keep a franchise like that out of the population for 6 years. You just can't.
Yeah, that and keep, you know, saying it's coming out, then it's not coming out, and then it.
No, that didn't help, absolutely.
And then just because I saw Ken play it, oh my god, it didn't even look good. If you're going to postpone a game for that long and, you know, get all people, you know, pissed off about it, at least try to make it better.
Well, I think that was the biggest problem with Gran Turismo is that it just wasn't 5 year good.
No, it didn't move with the times. It played and looked like Gran Turismo 4.
4.
Yeah, I mean, Sony has great games. They have the best games for us. They really do have the best exclusives for the hardcores. They have the best, you know, lineup of games as far as hardcore gamers are concerned, people like us, but they need a mass market thing. Move is not it. It's too close to the Wii and not as innovative as Kinect. That's its problem.
It sells really well, and they can't bank on
the Blu-ray player included anymore. You really can't.
No, because Blu-ray players have gotten so cheap
They're dirt cheap now.
Yeah, like $300 is too expensive to pay for just a Blu-ray player just because it plays games too.
Yeah.
When you can go buy one for $100.
Yeah.
So
that's no longer, you know, something they can fall back on. I don't know if they still are or not.
They need something, and I'm sorry, you know, I respect a lot of what Sony does because they cater to me, but 3D's not it.
No.
3D's not going to be mass market this year at all. The 3DS is going to be the most mass marketed 3D.
So what would save Sony, or what would give them that competitive edge? I can't think of anything.
Well, they need something like the other companies have. You know, it's just, you need something that everybody wants. That's the big thing. You need that one thing that everybody wants. Like, Activision could live the rest of their lives because they have Call of Duty. That's something everybody wants. Nintendo could live the rest of their lives because they have the handheld systems. Everybody wants one. You know, and Microsoft now has Kinect, which apparently everybody wants. So they could live for a couple years on just that technology, especially if they improve it and they continue to market it the way they have. Sony tries. I mean, they had Move. Yes, it's great. It's a great piece of hardware. It just doesn't have an identity. Little Big Planet, great idea, but still doesn't have an identity among, you know, 5, 6, 7 to 10-year-olds. They don't come out and go, ooh, Sackboy, you know. They don't get excited about it, you know. That's what they need, and I think they're just missing it every time. And it sucks because they make such great games for us.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. They've been making games for us for so long that they don't know
and here
how
we
to
are.
Identify with other people.
And here we are complaining about it.
But see, I don't understand. I think that maybe we need just a console for the hardcore guys. I mean, you know, if the hardcore gamers out there would get out there and support them instead of doing this fanboy bullshit,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I think that they might actually be successful. You know, Sony, I think it would really benefit them if they just marketed, said, "Hey, you know what? These other guys are making this stuff for little kids and stuff like that. But you guys that grew up playing video games and you're hardcore about it, you come to our system, you're going to get awesome fucking games."
Yeah, and I think that's
but the problem is. Is what we came, what we were speaking about earlier. It comes back to the fact that at the moment we're not buying games. The casual market is,
yeah,
and that's what keeps consoles alive. At the
moment. Think the casual market is buying more games, but the hardcore will always buy the games.
Yeah, we'll always.
No, I don't think you're wrong there. No,
we'll always make the sales of games like Uncharted. That's what we do.
Yeah. If Sony, they need to start doing their smear campaign for Kinect. Get people away from that.
If they can.
They can.
I'd like to see it because they've already done a smear campaign on Kinect.
I haven't seen it.
You didn't see the PlayStation Move commercials?
No.
Games without a controller. Ha! That's stupid.
Well, they need to stick with that too because, I mean, there are as much as Kinect is selling, I don't give a shit about it still.
It's not for you.
And no. They need to stick with that. If they're, I mean, they just go, just as much as, you know, I hate seeing people take shots at each other, but that's business, you know, that's competition. Start, they need more campaigns. They need more, what's the word, advertising. I mean, Kevin Butler, he's a great little character, but he's not enough.
No, he's not enough.
And they just need to, you can't just put out a new game and just, you know, exclusive for the PS3 and just not, you know, advertise it. It will sit on shelves. Granted, the hardcores will know about it, but maybe it's not just for hardcore. How are you going to know about it? How you know, everyone else going to know about it if you don't advertise shit?
That's what you got to do. All right, I'm going to move on. This was good.
Good discussion, yeah.
Fact, in Portugal, games play you.
Yes. Yes.
In Soviet Portugal.
Yeah. Question 4. 3D glass. 3D without glasses is reality on big screen sizes for multiple people to enjoy at the same time. Do you believe in magic?
Well, from my understanding, the 3D without glasses, and it holds true, I guess, for the 3DS, is you can't look at it from different angles.
No, because it's perspective.
It's straight ahead. So, I mean, I don't know how much of a hindrance that can be, but it's cool. You know, 3D, you know, without glasses is kind of a cool thing.
I have always said it, and I always will. I do not care about 3D.
Right. It's not enough to, like, you know, get you out there to buy, you know, a 3D television. But I just think it's a cool, you know, day where you can have 3D without the glasses.
So. All right. Fact. Like a god, I brought back to life my dead PS3.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Question 5. Which video game sites or blogs do you follow besides ZTGD and N4G?
Do you want to mention them?
I don't think I do. I generally go to N4G. Sometimes GameSpot and Giant Bomb and Eurogamer. and sometimes a little bit of IGN, but very, very rarely. I'll normally go to it because you get all the news at N4G. Some of it's rubbish. You have to filter through some of the repeats and stuff, but generally all of the information's there somewhere.
Yeah. And it's usually there first, so.
I do follow a good friend of mine. His website's called wouldyoukindly.com. It's really good, and I mean he's a good friend of mine, and I support him.
Yeah, unfortunately, I surf about everything. But
yeah,
just,
I do too.
That's just kind of the way I am. I surf forums and all the big sites. I know I frequent IGN a lot. I'm not a big fan of GameSpot. Not a big fan of Giant Bomb for some reason.
NeoGAF.
Mm. Yeah, I'm on NeoGAF quite a bit.
God. That's like 4chan for gamers.
I know, but there's a lot of interesting stuff on there. So
I don't really search anything. I like to be surprised when I do the show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're uninformed as well.
I like the element of surprise. I like to go, oh, holy shit, and then have my opinion there, because it's more genuine. You don't have a week to stew about it.
Okay.
Isn't it supposed to be called Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt?
Yeah, that's the past.
All right. Fact. Kidney stones are a nightmare.
Oh, I know.
I hope I never know.
Keep drinking pop and you will.
Shut up.
All right.
I've been drinking it for 31 years.
I know.
Question 6. How well do you think you know the rest of the world?
I don't.
I don't know it worth a shit.
Outside of Cincinnati, I don't know shit.
Dude, I know everything about everybody. America is the best. That's how I'm going to tell you right now. That's the way it is.
America.
America, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's what I said.
Oh.
And he said, fact, I miss the 80s.
I don't really remember them, so there you go.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't really.
And that's not because of drugs or anything.
I hope you weren't doing drugs when you were 5.
Get some good shit.
Get some good shit, Daddy. That's it. I hope you have a fantastic 2011 with lots of good games to play. Also, success and happiness on your personal lives. Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Well, I'll give you an update on my personal life. I actually did get a chick's phone number, and I'm going to be giving her a call after the show.
Oh, just yeah? Don't do it drunk.
Don't drink,
not while I'm drinking.
All right. We have Twitter.
Tweets.
The Twitter tweets. It's cracking me up.
Are you guys doing some kind of like hand signals and we can't see them or something?
No. My co-host over here is being tickled by my wife.
Oh, jeez.
He's trying not to laugh. Anyway, we have the Twitter. All right. John W. was curious if we were going to have a podcast this week because if we were all hung over from Jason Sherbert Punch. Because he doesn't have any alcohol at his wedding.
Wow, that's impressive. An American wedding without alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
That's like an American woman without loose morals.
Dead air for that one. That must have been a British joke.
All right. Puzzle quest.
Whatever, puzzle quest. Numero 6 says, hi guys, happy new year for everyone of the crew. My question, you have to pick one game released in 2011 and only one. Which one would it be?
Uncharted 3.
Hmm? Uncharted 3. That's what he said.
He said it kind of fast.
Okay, well, that's what he said.
Nah.
Well, if I have to pick one game.
Yeah,
is that what the question
was? One game,
yeah. That's the one that I'm most looking forward to. Wouldn't miss for a world.
I agree.
You're going Uncharted 3? What about you, Drew?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Well, and Mortal Kombat if they can.
Yeah, you don't even need me to say it, so, you know, whatever. What is your feeling about L.A. Noire? Happy New Year again from France.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Looks good, yeah.
We hope so. Fixer says to you, John, to nut up and be a man about your boo-boo on your arm. Be careful, John. Tattoos are addicting. And we talked about that before the show. Apparently, you need to say that you have 7.
I do. That's not my first tattoo. I tweeted earlier that I had my arm hurt. It is my first tattoo in about five years, but I have got 7.
So
I know what it feels like.
Yeah, he's apparently nutted up 7 times. So anyway, Jerkstore81 says, "I just saw a video of Geohot. on G4 being interviewed and bragging about his PS3 hack. Man, that kid is a douche.
He's now got to go to court by the sounds of it.
Well, yeah, he's got to go to court, but I've never seen him. I've never even seen a picture of him. So I don't know anything about him. But he has. What's that?
I was going to say, he's a hell of an intelligent guy, so regardless of the douchebag, I think he's got a sterling future in front of him being that intelligent and at that age.
Well, what do you want to bet next year he works for Sony Computer Entertainment Security?
Well, that's what he asked. He basically put an open call out to them, didn't he, and said, look, if you want to make the PlayStation 4 secure, you know, come hire me. So
I'm your dude. Fixer also says, I picked up Venetica for 360 this weekend. It's not a bad $40 game. It's kind of a cross between Fable and Gothic.
I've never heard of it.
I actually was supposed to get a review copy of it, but I haven't seen it yet.
I think I've seen it on the game shelf in the local store. Doesn't hold much appeal to me.
I don't know. I'm moderately interested. We'll see. Chay Morongo says, Dragon Age is awesome.
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the party. Jay Borsick says, for Drew, I have come to the dark side. PS3 is my new console of choice. Oh, Lord.
Fanboys.
I'm not a fanboy, I'm an enthusiast.
You guys on the show have more fanboy conversation than I see on N4G. What is going on? And the last tweet that I have is from H Dogger. He says, tacos, hard or soft? And John, if you say pink, I'm going to punch you.
Sorry, I have no idea. No, I don't know what that means. No, that's okay. No, I won't.
It just dawned on him.
He just got it.
That wasn't what was on my mind, to be fair. I was actually thinking.
You were the one that said you wanted one. You said you were the one earlier. You said you wanted to be Laura Croft, so, you know.
I didn't get the joke for about 3 seconds. Then it dawned.
So you've never.
I'm not as smutty as you.
Oh, please. Don't even try to play that off. So you've never had a taco, John?
No.
Never.
No.
I don't think they're a delicacy over
here. Shit.
Dude, you need a taco.
We'll send you one.
We'll mail you one. We'll airmail you one.
Nice breezy one from Taco Bell.
Dude, by the time it
gets
there...
We don't have any of those over here.
By the time it gets over there, it'll be as fresh as it was when we got it.
Yeah. It'll go right out of your system, just like it does here.
It's like, boom. I go with soft taco.
Yeah, soft taco for me.
Neither.
You've never had a taco?
No, I've had tacos. I don't care about them.
You should, dude. You don't eat waffles, tacos, or cheese.
I don't eat Mexican food.
There's something wrong with you.
Because I don't eat Mexican food.
Waffles ain't Mexican food.
We're talking about tacos.
I just made a comment. You don't eat cheese either. You freaking weirdo. Okay then. So you don't have a preference, hard or soft taco?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. You're stupid. Anyway, that's it. That's all the tweets I have.
Wait, wasn't there like somebody asked a question for us to do something in a British accent?
Yeah, I think it was in the question form.
Yeah, but I only did the two questions.
Oh, we didn't do all of it?
No, there's still...
We'll get to that next week, no doubt.
Yeah, there's still some stuff. Or next year.
I think John has the upper hand there, don't you think?
John's not allowed to do it in a British accent. He has to do it in a country accent.
Oh, no. Come on, I want to hear his standard American accent.
I can't do an American accent.
You've done an American accent on the show before.
Yeah, but that was...
He does the redneck voice.
Yeah, he does the redneck voice because, you know, we all sound like that.
In my ears, yeah. I'm not doing it.
We're waiting!
Well, you can wait. We haven't even answered the question yet. I'll get to next week. Give me a week to prepare.
Give you
a week? Okay, good.
All right, so next week, John does the country voice through the whole show... And we
not through the whole show. No, come on.
We do the really bad British through the whole show.
Oh, that will be a joy to listen to.
I can actually do a really good British accent. I'll do it throughout the entire show.
All right, because I will. I'll get on there and I'll be like, "Spitzbot, good day. Welcome to the N4G Radio."
Do the whole show like that?
I'll do the whole show like that.
Really?
Actually, I'll do the whole show like that. Welcome to the N4G the podcast.
No, you got to do the British accent.
Okay, I'll do the British accent through the whole show.
All right.
Hell yeah, we'll do opposite day.
We'll do opposite day. That should be a...
Which will last all of about 30 seconds.
Yeah, no doubt.
That should be an entertaining week. Jason's not here, so I don't have any shout-outs to the normal people, the Front Towards Gamer, the... Son of a... I got two tweets just now. Isn't that awesome?
Red Sun.
Red Sun Gamer, Pink and Deadly... do we have any reviews?
No, we do not have any reviews.
Son of a...
I know, these people are fucking slacking.
I don't know. The only other tweets I got was, hey guys, hope you had a good new year from GrayF34. Can't wait to get my hands on Dead Space 2. The game's going to be awesome. Wait till you hear the show. And a big ups to the Packers on that win Saturday night against Atlanta.
Yes, my ass.
Yeah.
That's like the Fudge Packers.
The Fudge Packers? What?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
Wow. That ain't right. That ain't right, dog. Also, you can still enter the contest to win the lifetime subscription to GameWallpapers.com. It's up till January 31st. Go put some reviews on iTunes so Drew can read them and have a purpose in life.
Yes.
Does anybody else have anything else?
No.
No.
No?
Nope.
Did we do everything?
Yep.
Except for the chicken call.
Let me do the chicken call.
You can do the chicken call because I'm done.
All right.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
It's me, Mario!
Zero Tolerance.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play game, not hostile. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.